finding our roots. If we can feel below the mind, below the emotions, and below the feelings. Allowing yourself to spend time in that place. It's not trying to cut off the mind, the emotions, or the feelings, but more letting all of this have its place. And at the same time, finding rest in this place below all of this. Being fluid, meaning allowing everything which wants to be. Sometimes thoughts are coming, sometimes emotions are coming, sometimes feelings. All is welcome. And at the same time, simultaneously, in connection with the root, with the heart. Is there any question? Yeah, that's a good question. How, you know, like how can be, no? As far as I understand what you're saying, like that you like how can you be, how can the mind be thinking the thought and also be aware of, you know? So this is like really important somehow, because somehow we feel life as if, you know, it goes by blocks, like segment, like, yeah, like blocks, like differentiating this area from this area, and like this we live, you know. So in the same way, like, it feels like obvious that if we are with one thing, we cannot be with another thing, but here is like what we are trying to do here, is that usually we either we are in the mind or we are in the emotions or in the feelings, and we are like, we understand that that means to be with one of them at the same, like one of them each time, and like what we are suggesting is another place where we can live and where we can be, that doesn't have to be the only place that is going on, you know? Like, is the, let's say, like, is the more true place and is always, like, possible to be in, but at the same time, like, thoughts and emotions can be going on. That's why we don't need to fight them. That's why we don't need to get rid of them and then be blank and clear, and then I can be with my heart. This is for me like the revolutionary way. We are saying like you can be with your heart like right now, like the way we are right now, with the thoughts they are right now and the emotions that we have right now. This is no problem. This doesn't need to stop you from being with your heart. This is, and then of course, like slowly. But what happens is like thoughts and emotions are stronger, are easier to feel, and we are more used to be with those. So like it takes little time to feel this other, like more subtle realm, let's say, and it takes little more time, and we tend to, you know, to go with what is stronger, you know. But this is like very, very, very important and very, very fruitful, you know, when we are able to, yeah, there is all this going on, but still it's possible to feel something else, like to be with something else. In the beginning is like a tiny voice, like very like whisper, like you almost cannot hear it, but slowly, slowly it becomes, oh yes, this is there, like, you know, even if the strongest thought is coming, like you can still, ah yeah, but this exists, like, you know. So this is like this. So just like training the ears and spending time in this softness, so that you can start feeling this other possibility, you know.
to deal with the feeling that I should do something, like I'm able to realize it, even to try to accept it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. So, like, I feel like not. It is possible not to worry that much, like to be really like. You know, how old are you? You know.
28.
So we have been like for 28 years, like really being trained to do something. Mm. Like almost every day of our life, like everything, like everyone around us, like and education, everything tells us like you should do something. Mm. Today, for sure, but also with your life and this should be like blah, 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 you know, like many things, you know. So obviously this comes, you know, it's not like in one day that goes away, you know. We are trained for that, so that's good. That means that, you know, education did well with you, which is what it meant to do, you know. And now, like, we cannot expect, like, with 10 days to remove all this, you know. So this tendency will keep on coming, and it's okay. Like, you can, oh yes, here my old friend, you know, like, it's no problem. Mm. And then just feel this tendency, and somehow, like, if you don't follow it, you just feel it, but don't kind of follow it, then it loses power, right? Like, it finds its trick itself, kind of. It finds, like, if no one listens to this, then itself, like, you know, it itself realizes that it's stupid, you know, and then says, okay, so I better keep quiet, and then you are left with space. Yeah. You recognize a thought?
Yeah, when I see a thought coming.
Yeah.
In my mind, another part of mind is saying, okay, there is a thought. So to see this thought, I have to call it again. So I have two times experience.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't need to see it, you know, like to want to see the thought is, let's say, something that helps in the beginning, just to, like, imagine that in the beginning we, you know, it's useful to know what's going on in our minds. So it's useful to, let's say, to have a sense of, like, which kind of thoughts do I have, like, and how many, and all this, you know, to have. But this is not important. Like, if you can, like, as you said, like, if you are able to feel the energy of the thought, and this thought, like, if you feel the energy of the thought doesn't need to come. The thought doesn't need to become thought, like, you know. Like, just feeling the energy, and it's okay, and then it can go away. Like, you don't need to go into it and then analyze it or knowing exactly what it is, you know. You can feel that and then remember that you have the option of being with your heart and then, like, coming back to your beloved. You think it's possible? Or? Yeah? Spontaneity?
Like that sort of, I don't know how to word it, but it's like that fresh reaction, that fresh sort of just came out of nowhere. The moment, maybe first of all we have to learn and then it comes, but at the moment it's sort of like, you know, the thinking, or you know, you're trying to, I don't know, do you know what I mean? Do you know where I'm going or not?
But, because I think there's big misunderstanding with spontaneity. Like, I see, like, okay, I'm not going to name any country, you know, but I have to remember. But we feel, sometimes we feel, like it's said now, that the more you express your feelings and you do whatever you like to do, any time, any moment, no matter what is around, this is to be yourself and to be spontaneous, right? But to me, like, this has nothing to do with being yourself or being spontaneous, you know. So this of course, it seems like this way of, like, you know, it seems that here, it seems that here is cutted just because, you know, we are in a group and we are trying to be in silence and there is a schedule. So it will be, like, much more difficult if everyone would be, like, just doing whatever, you know, like, just, you know, for practical reasons, basically, is better, like, just a little, you know, just see what you are doing, if it is appropriate, you know. But then there is another kind of spontaneity, which is, like, what for me is, real spontaneity, which is what comes, like, from much deep place. And this doesn't need to manifest in this way of, like, here I am, you know, like, able to say whatever I want to say, you know. But actually, like, more than cutting it, like, it feels like by coming again and again and by spending time in our hearts, that gets nourished, you know, and gets fresh, so that we can be ourselves without layers and without fear of not being accepted or any, like, you know, we can start to have a feeling of, like, wow, like, we are wonderful, you know, and that will make, will open, like, another way of living for us, you know, like, not like, you know, like this, or having to push through, like, I'm wonderful, you know, but it's, you know, like, really, like, this sense of, like, wow, it's not amazing, this life, you know, like this, you know. So this kind of spontaneity, like, it feels we are cultivating, you know, which it feels like really, really good and has nothing to do with this, like having to, like this. So it looks like, yeah.
Would you say that this is what you were saying now? It's similar to reaction and response, because for me, usually it's easier to react. And what I'm trying to do now is go, okay, that would be my reaction, but maybe not my response to what's happening, which I think it's different. Maybe my reaction is the impetus that comes out because of the my usual way of acting, but actually it's not my real response to what's happening. So what I find here is I have the time to see actually what would be my natural response and not my reaction, which is different.
Very, very similar to this, yeah. Because this fake way of being, what was the word? Spontaneous. Like, this is reaction, you know, this is reaction. But I was just saying it because it really, like, it seems that we are in this fashion, that we're supposed to be spontaneous, but to me, like, the way we understand this word is really, like, fake, like, it's really, like...
You mean it would be, like, reacting
instead of responding? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's exactly the same, yeah, what I was saying, yeah.